If you're looking at the wind turbine map of the U.S. and you glance at Idaho, the first thing you'll notice is there are only turbines in the south.
And when you zoom into that, it looks like there's this sort of semicircular loop that runs across the entire state.
That's Jay Diffendorfer, an ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He led the USGS team that collected the data for this map. Looking at the map online, Diffendorfer says after he zooms in, he can see all of Idaho's wind farms are along the I-84 corridor.
You can zoom in farther, and you can click on an individual turbine. So I'm near the city of Hammett right now, or Glens Ferry. Click there, and you see we're at the Ryegrass wind site. These are fairly large turbines. They came on in 2012.
There are a lot more details about each turbine, including height, blade length, and generating capacity. There's a reason this map goes down to the level of specific turbines. It was created as a tool for a much larger project to assess the impact of wind energy development on wildlife. But to do that, first, the USGS had to know where all the turbines are. In Idaho, this could be used to understand how wind development is affecting raptors, bats, and sage-grouse.
You could easily look at the map of Idaho relative to sage-grouse habitat and say, well, there are no wind turbines associated with sage-grouse habitat right now in Idaho, or, wow, all those ones on the west are right smack dab in the middle of sage-grouse habitat, and maybe we need to be concerned about that.
The USGS was interested in wildlife when it created the map, but Diffendorfer says it's already being used for other things. He says the Department of Defense is using it to study the impact of wind farms on radar facilities. And, of course, it can tell you a lot about the wind industry. For example, driving across southern Idaho and seeing the 544 commercial turbines, you might be tempted to believe the state was a big player in the wind sector. But look at the map, and you realize it's a small potato. States like Texas, Minnesota, and Iowa blow Idaho away. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.